This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A leader of the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, said Friday West African defense chiefs have made a plan for potential military intervention to reverse last week's coup in Niger, including how and when to deploy forces. Speaking in a meeting in Nigeria's capital, Abuja, ECOWAS Political Affairs Commissioner Abdel Fattah Moussa said it was time to show the coup leaders they're serious about taking action.
There is a steely determination by our heads of state and government to put an end to it and to make an example of Niger, to make sure that never again are we going to allow the disruption of the region's move towards democratic consolidation in our region. That is the determination.
The regional bloc said it would not divulge to the coup plotters when and where it will strike. That decision will be taken by the heads of states. ECOWAS has already imposed sanctions on Niger and said it would authorize the use of force if the coup leaders do not restore power to elected President Mohamed Bazoum by Sunday. Ukraine says its sea drones have struck a major Russian port and damaged a warship in an attack that underlined Kyiv's growing capabilities as the Black Sea becomes an increasingly important battleground. Correspondent Anna Chernikova, reporting from Kyiv, spoke with VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program about what she's hearing inside Ukraine about the attack.
Reportedly, this attack was prepared by the security service of Ukraine together with the Ukrainian Navy forces. We have some footage from the drones, and previously we were hearing that President Zelensky was saying that actually operations with the Navy forces would be one of the priorities for Ukrainian forces.
That's correspondent Anna Chernikova in Kyiv. This is VOA News. Jailed Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny Friday had an extra 19 years added to his 11-and-a-half-year jail term on fraud and other charges that he says are bogus. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener has more.
Russian President Vladimir Putin's fiercest domestic critic appeared to laugh as the sentence was announced, saying earlier that he expected as much. Navalny and his supporters said the criminal case against him had been trumped up to keep him behind bars and out of politics for even longer. Navalny smiled occasionally along with his lawyers as they listened to the judge, who is practically impossible to hear due to the poor quality of the audio feed at his penal colony. Friday brought to a close his trial on six separate charges, including inciting and financing extremist activity and creating an extremist organization. The former blogger, lawyer, and corruption investigator has cast himself as a political martyr whose aim is to demonstrate to Russians that it is possible to resist Putin, albeit at great cost.
That's Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reporting. The latest U.S. monthly jobs report Friday signaled the labor market is cooling while wage gains remain strong. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam has more.
U.S. employers added fewer jobs than expected last month, according to the Labor Department's jobs report on Friday, but it still showed solid wage gains and a decline in the unemployment rate back to 3.5%, pointing to continued resilience in the labor market. The closely watched report showed the economy added 187,000 jobs in July, fewer than economists polled by Reuters had expected. Job gains for May and June were also revised lower, suggesting the pace of hiring was slowing this summer in the wake of the Federal Reserve's hefty interest rate hikes. U.S. stocks rose after the report as investors hoped it could put less pressure on the Fed to raise interest rates at its next meeting in September.
That's Chris Dignam reporting. Italian news reports say a U.S. tourist has been killed off the Amalfi Coast in Italy after the motorboat she and her family were traveling in collided with a tourist sailboat. Associated Press correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
According to the media, the skipper of the hired motorboat slammed into the sailboat, which was carrying dozens of American and German tourists. The reports say the impact of the crash knocked the woman into the water, where she was struck by the motorboat's propeller. Italian media adds her husband was hospitalized with a shoulder and jaw injury, while the couple's two children were uninjured. The dead woman has been identified as the head of an American publishing company based in New York. Company officials say they can't comment until first reaching the family. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
You'll find more on this story and all the stories we're covering today on our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.